Thank you. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Little bit of consternation in the studio then. Studio as a butterfly fluttered by.
The elusive butterfly.
Yeah, of love. It fluttered in through one porthole and straight out the starboard side. That was Father's Brown. Now, goodness knows why.
Well, I don't know why.
No.
Very much bubblegum at the time.
It was very much so. It had no significance, as it would these days, no doubt, if a band called themselves Father apostrophe S Brown. Father's Brown. Brown. That was Maybe Baby on Decca Records. These are one or two of the 53 singles released on Friday, the 21st of August, 1970. Issue number 343 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recorders, which you could find in little pokey tumble-down corner shops like Campkins in Long Causeway, Peterborough, and some of the music press, and probably was sent out to radio stations. My friend from the past is still with us.
He
never goes home.
Well, I am at home. I mean,
he never comes out. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Outside to the same.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in lockdown like everybody else.
Les Newman.
Hi, listener.
What warm weather it is. Well, it certainly is on this day.
The back door open. I've got the side door open in the house. I've got to look at the front door. I'm just in a stream of nice, cool, bright, fresh air coming through.
Don't you let the sea flood in through those bow doors, my friend.
Yeah, of course.
We began with Mike Westbrook concert band on DRAM Records. Yeah. Now, I think that would have been regarded as kind of avant-garde jazz at the time, yeah. But it was the era when jazz rock, jazz prog rock, and we'd already had Blood, Sweat and Tears in Chicago.
And then it went up the direction with Kevin Ayers and that direction.
It became a little bit wilder, a little bit more adventurous. And,
there was a lot of people. Well, prog came from a lot of that. This experimental jazz.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing. Mike Westbrook was one time with the house band at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London.
Okay.
Was his claim to fame.
Yeah. He did a lot of work with Phil Mint, and he did some mad work, and eventually they called themselves Solid Gold Cadillac, a couple of albums.
Yeah.
If we have a moment, we might play something else from Mike Westbrook. We might even play the other side of that single. However, we have this time sprawling ahead of us like an unrolled stair carpet with a wooden...
unopened book.
With a wooden staircase that needs covering up. Okay, let's make sure we've got the banisters and those rods that hold the carpet in place so you don't just slide straight down it. I've deviated from the path slightly, but it is the heat, my friends. You're going to know the next one. It was sampled by a band called I Monster. It was originally by the Wallace Collection, and here it is now by the Gunther Coleman... what was it? Chorus? The Gunther Coleman Choir. That was it. You will know this.
Daydream, I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours, such a beautiful day. I dream of the places I've been with you, how we sail with the stream flowing by. And then when I kiss you and held you so near, tell me why you're so shy. Daydream, I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, come and dream amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. I dream of the places I've been with you, always serving the stream. Flowers for a couple of hours, singing all of the day.
Gunther Coleman, and his single, or their single, the choir's single, was on Polydor Records, released on the 21st of August 1970. You know, you often don't realise how long ago. It was.
There's a girl sings the lyrics to that. It's slightly different in a current TV ad, but I can't remember which one. I was trying to find out which one it was.
Okay.
Sure, I'll find out.
Well, we'll
probably be on TV tonight, and I think, oh, that's what it is.
I thought I'd just play a little bit of the later version by iMonster. This is one of their many remixes. This one's particularly heavy, almost prog-tastic.
I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. The flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
The originals, the Wallace Collection, followed by Gunter Kumm, and that is iMonster. And that's a pretty heavy proggy type remix, there, wasn't it, Les?
Electronic remix, I quite enjoyed. Yeah, I love that tune. I wonder where it came from. I didn't actually remember where it came from, but I thought it must be like late 60s. Yeah. It's very much...
it definitely was. But iMonster updated the lyrics slightly. I dream a dirty dream of you, baby. You're swinging from the chandelier. You're crawling on the bathroom floor. So I do apologise to you, my friend, if you've tuned in just to listen to the new singles of 1970. But I just want to show you how the same tune can be augmented in many ways. And to follow that, the only tune that might well go with Swinging from Chandeliers is by someone or some group called Humpy Bong.
Come out all you ladies, who are you hiding from? But oh, TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Mayday, mayday. Cuba, do you read me? This is flight 727. We have been hijacked. Papa Route 756. Prepare for a landing in Cuba. Mayday, mayday. Cuba, do you read me? We have been hijacked. Papa Route 756. Mayday, mayday, Cuba, do you read me? We have been hijacked.
Freddie Laker and Richard Branson's first flight, Les.
Book early. Remember that? Book early, that was it.
It was on Amalgamated Records. That was Joe Gibbs and Hijack. And it certainly was. And prior to that, it was Blinky and Edwin Starr on Tamla Motel. And oh, how happy. And we began with Humpy Bong, that I was making fun of on Parlophone Records. Don't you be long. And Les has come up with some dynamic news.
I think that's the case, that Eric Clapton, actually, who were looking for a guitar player on that track. And they managed to get Eric Clapton to do it on that particular track. Because it was an original Bee Gees member, wasn't it? The original drummer of Bee Gees.
Colin Peterson.
Yep.
Colin Peterson, yes. Humpy Bong. Yep.
And they couldn't get anybody to perform with them, so they actually managed to. I think they managed to get Clapton on one track, but it wasn't available when it went on Top of the Pops.
I can't believe that Humpy Bong were on Top of the Pops.
Yes, apparently so.
That's clearly a part of my memory, because I've got a very good memory of the past, but I was probably at that time.
It was
time.
Obviously a minor. It was probably one of those things that. You know, they showed you records that might make it and they never did. So it's probably one of those sessions, I think.
I think at the time I had too many prog rock vinyl albums under my arm and too many parties possibly to have taken any notice of Humpy Bong.
It's quite interesting when you think that Eric Clapton did sessions.
It is.
Let's I suppose with the breakup of Cream and stuff, I suppose... Somebody comes along with a bit of work. I suppose he thought, well,
yeah, blind faith had broken. And he thinks, what shall I do now? So let's wonder if this is
wonder, doesn't it?
It does. Let's wonder if this is Eric Clapton again on the B side of the Humpy Bong single. It's called We're All Right Till Then.
The politician's wife, he's got to take such a long, hard road to make his ends meet right. Just what I've been saying,
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Well, the first days are the hardest days, don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me, let me know your mind. Whoa, what I want to know is, are you kind? It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends, better take my advice. You know all the rules by now and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, oh, what I want to know, will you come with me? Goddamn, will I declare, have you seen the light? Their walls are built of cannonballs, their motto is don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone, he's come to take his children home. Same story the crow told me, it's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, oh, where does the time go? In a silver mine, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you, call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, oh, how does the song go? Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along or go alone, he's come to take his children home.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Hello,
CA Records, a single, one of the 53 singles released this particular week, Friday the 21st of August 1970 was the release day of all of this music we're playing now. That was Hunter, Some Time for Thinking. What do we find out about Hunter, Les?
I don't know. It's definitely not in Hunter, because I thought that was the obvious, but...
No, well, that's good. That's fine. That's fine. Sometimes they remain a mystery.
I don't know.
So we know nothing about Hunter, but you may well out there listening. Before that, it was Grateful Dead and Uncle John Band on Warner Brothers. That would be from the album Working Man's Dead, which was flogged mercilessly on Radio Geronimo throughout 1970. They were only on from midnight till 3 a.m. from the transmitters of Monte Carlo after Trans
World Radio
had closed down with evangelistic sounds. And then the counterculture took over each weekend. Some guys in Harley Street. Unbelievably, Harley Street, London West 1 was where they had their studio, and they air freighted their reels, their rolls of tape, air freight to, well, I guess it would be to Nice, that'd be the nearest airport possibly. And that was a big thing for 1970, as was RNI, Radio North Sea International, and Les's shed, where we all piled into.
Yeah, that listening was, on the little radio, listening to...
That was the...
Well, it was a big radio, it actually. Was. It was an old ex-wartime radio we used to listen to.
I think it was out of an old tank, was it, Les?
Yeah, tank radio, yeah, originally.
Yeah, it was a great... I remember a great big thing. It had...
Sadly, it got stolen from my garage when I was here a few years ago now.
Now, that is a real crime, that is. Yeah. And it even had squelch filters.
Yeah, I know.
And a single side and suppressed carriers and... you could almost get rid of sprogs and things, couldn't you, Les?
This is fun.
Yeah.
Fun time. lots of valves in it. It used to keep the shack warm in the
nice
winter.
And warm.
I could either use it as a shack warmer or as a doorstop because it was it took two people to lift it.
Do you know, things seem to have gone full circle now because most televisions seem to have a load of valves in because it takes so long to boot themselves up for a picture to come on the screen. I think this could be, I'm bound to be wrong because I'm not an expert on Bob Marley, but I think this is the first time we've come across a single that actually gives Bob Marley's name. It's on Upsetter Records, US 340. On the B-side, it's Lee Perry and the Upsetters. We will be playing that, Son of Thunder. But on the A-side, Bob Marley and the Wailers with My Cup, I've Got to Cry. Was unmistakably Bob Marley from the 21st of August 1970, a single on Upsetter Records. And the B-side is unmistakably Lee Scratch Perry with the Upsetters on the Upsetter record label and Son of Thunder.
Son, thou hast commit thyself. You shall now face the wrath of the Son of Thunder. For that, son, you
shall be scotch with a touch of lightning, and you shall be swinch with a touch of pipe, and a double shot of ice. No one can help you, son, not even a doctor. Son, you're caught like a rat in a trap. You're drawn your own kidnap. You've dug your own grave and signed your own dead warrant, son.
Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Humanity grew weary of its doubtful state of mind.
So it's summoned from far and called from near. All the wise men thought to be sincere. To heal its wounds and make it whole, and lead the way back to the soul. The charlatans, they stay behind to count their bags of gold, and some stayed away as if to say, I know that my way's the only way. Afraid to learn, they may be wrong. They preach their nothingness at home. But the wise men came together with the hope to free mankind of the rubbish that had gathered in God's name. To embrace and trust each other in the search for the supreme. And they found that all their teachings were the same. Nobody claimed that he was right. It's sad to know it's just a song. To dream and hope still can't be wrong. But the wise men came together with the hope to free mankind of the rubbish that had gathered in God's name. To embrace and trust each other in a search for the supreme. And they found that all their teachings were the same.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
single from the Tremolos.
Tremolos, wow.
CBS 5139. Me and My Life, preceded by Steppenwolf, Spiritual Fantasy on Stateside.
That was rather not like the Hellraisers of Easy Rider, was it?
Not at all. We'll play the... that was the B-side. We'll play the A-side of the next hour. And we also heard Horace Faith and Black Pearl on Trojan. That one was a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, stop this hour.
Here we go.